I was seated safe in jail on an old Monopoly board, engaged in conversation with my dearest friend, the dog. Scotty, I'd inquired, is there something on your mind? Since the change they made in tokens, you seem preoccupied. Are you upset about the iron, the way they tossed her from the box, that for all her years of service, she didn't even get a watch? Or that we had no say in who would take her place, that they went and took a vote somewhere out in cyberspace? But here's my best guess, Scotty, as to what's disturbing you. It's that token that's been chosen. She's not the one you'd choose. Your peaceful former life has been shattered by this fact. Now you're stuck with living in close quarters with a cat. Scotty's smile was rueful. Top hat, you've missed the mark. Logic has no place in matters of the heart. The fact is that Miss Kitty and I are much in love. The problem with our quarters is that they're not close enough. I was drawn to Miss Kitty from her first Monopoly game, from our talk out on the boardwalk. Turns out she felt the same. This isn't puppy love. My paws are on the ground. Kitty's funny, kind, and wise, and makes such fetching, purring sounds. So here is our conundrum, where to find some private space. We've been to all the hotels, from Baltic to Park Place. The sorry truth is this, we've had to face the fact, no one has a room if it's for a dog and cat. I was glad that Scotty'd spoken. I could offer him good news. Scotty, the short line sleeping cars are greatly underused. The brakeman is a friend of mine. He once wore me to awake. I'm sure he'd have no problem finding you and Kitty space. Some days later on a stoop out on St. Charles Avenue, I was checking out the windows on a train as it passed through. I filled up to the brim with pleasure at this sight. Two familiar furry paws waving to me from inside.